The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and to be trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Children, in their simplicity and great honesty, are happy to let their light shine. They come up with incredible facts that they might be happy to share with you. Facts like, you cannot baptize a cat. When your mom is mad with your dad, don't let her brush your hair. If you're hit by your sister, don't hit her back. They always catch the second person. Never ask your three-year-old brother to mind a tomato. You can't trust dogs with your lunch. You can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. Puppies still have bad breath after eating a Tic Tac. Children will happily let their light shine and share their insights with you. But today I wanted to focus on Jesus' other command, that we be the salt of the earth. We don't always appreciate the simple things in life, things that can make a big difference. But back in the time of Jesus, salt was a kind of a miracle. As you know, it's chemically composed of sodium and chloride. But if you were to put some hydrochloric acid on your hand, it would be burned away in a minute. If you accidentally drank any, you would be dead within minutes. But when you mix sodium and hydrochloric, you have salt, one of the most common and very useful elements we have. You need to understand how valuable that commodity was 2,000 years ago. What we take for granted today was like gold back then. You see, they didn't have refrigeration 2,000 years ago, and salt was and is a preservative. Salt was so valuable in biblical times that it was often traded ounce for ounce with gold. Roman soldiers were often paid in salt. That's how it's often referred to today, as your salary. If a Roman soldier wasn't much good, the expression was that he wasn't worth his salt. We even use that phrase sometimes today. Another feature of salt was it added a bit of pizzazz to food. Christians were also called to live with that bit of pizzazz. In the same way as salt added excitement and vitality and flavor to food, so we were called to be the salt of the earth, bringing a Christian flavor to our lives. The question is, how did Christians become so long-faced, dour, and dismal? Where was and where is the pizzazz? When Jesus' birth was announced, the angels appeared and said, "Behold, we bring tidings of great joy, Didn't Jesus himself said, "I came that you might have life to the fullest"? We're called to bring that pizzazz back. There was a man named John who was on a cruise ship, and he met a fellow passenger who was exceptionally talented at guessing people's vocations in life. The guesser said to John, "You see that man over there? He's a physician." So John went over and checked with him, and the man said, "Yes, I'm a doctor." John asked the guesser, "How could you tell?" "Well," said the guesser, "I saw the care lines in his brow, and it indicated compassion, and I figured out he was a doctor." John pointed to another man and said, "What does he do?" The guesser studied him for a moment and said, "He's an attorney or a judge." John checked, and sure enough, he was right. "How did you guess that?" he said. "Well," he said, "the man has a scholarly look to him and a certain formality about him, and I guessed he was an attorney." That's right. John pointed to a final man, and he said, "What does he do?" And the guesser said, "Well, I think he is a preacher. He's a religious preacher." John went over and asked, "Are you a preacher?" To which the man replied, "No," he said, "I'm seasick. I'm just feeling a little bit off today." We Christians ought to be a little bit more vibrant, joyful, positive, enthusiastic. We're called to be salt of the earth. Why? Because our past, if we are merciful and willing, our past will be forgiven. And if we go with God's guidance, our future is secure. We have the greatest power at our command, the Holy Spirit. Absolutely nothing can come our way that team cannot overcome. If we are to be salty Christians, we must be an active ingredient, being prepared to give of ourselves. Because both of the elements used in today's gospel are sacrificial elements. When you add salt to your food, it becomes completely absorbed. And while it can no longer be seen, it has an amazing effect on our food. It brings out the best of flavor and taste. Light has a similar quality. We don't see light in and for itself. It's only when it's reflected off the object that it strikes that we are aware of it. And when light strikes that object, it brings with it heat and color and life. It was by using images like light and salt that Jesus tells his followers that they should live their lives in a similar sacrificial way. Our faith should enhance our lives as salt does food and as light disperses darkness. There is the story of a man who visited Mother Teresa's home in Calcutta when Mother Teresa was alive. It was a care home for the poor and dying off the streets. He arrived just as the sisters were bringing in a dying man off the streets. He was covered with dirt and sores. Without knowing that she was being watched, the sister took the man in and began to care for him. The visitor kept watching as the sister worked, how she tenderly cared for the patient, how she smiled and washed and cared for his wounds. She didn't miss a detail, and her attentive care was without question. After watching the sister, the visitor turned to Mother Teresa and said, "When I came in here today, I didn't believe in Christ. I didn't believe in God, who was full of mercy and love. But I'm leaving here believing in God. I have seen the love of God in action through the hands of that sister, through her tenderness, through her gestures, which were full of love for that wretched man. I have seen God's love descend upon him. Now I believe." Few of us will ever see faith in action in the same way as expressed by Mother Teresa's sisters. We may never have an opportunity to intervene so powerfully in another human being's life. Yet, we've been called not to do the dramatic thing or the amazing thing. We've been called to be a force of good in the ordinary bits and pieces of life, as simply as salt melts into our food and as light dispels darkness. We can be that salt and light at home, in our office, in our schoolyard, in college. It's about bringing all the words of love, patience, understanding, and forgiveness to what we hear and see during the week. Our actions will flavor how we speak about or speak to family members, to colleagues at work or in school. Our simple intervention or gesture, with God's blessing, can have an amazing effect. We are not called to judge the results. We're called to taste the food and see. We're not called to taste the food to see if we like it, but rather, just we are asked to be that salt. Like salt, we're called to be a gentle, active ingredient in the world we meet this week.